All right, it's time for Superstars of Business. Hey, we're back in the saddle here. Welcome to Superstars. Pioneer Natural Resources sponsors this in-depth look at area businesses, products, services, and the people that make our place work. The Superstars of Business is focusing in on the Purgatory on Elm and a little catering company. Rick Kolander is here. Hey, Rick, good morning.
Good morning to you, too.
How are you doing?
Well, I'm fine. Thank you for having us here.
Well, thank you for coming. As a matter of fact, Purgatory on Elm, a little catering company. This is quite a an establishment in the historic Trinidad train station.
Yes, sir.
So you've got a great base to begin with, but it's pretty much new guts, isn't it?
March 1st.
Okay, all
right.
That's
when we opened. We actually opened on February 29th so that we can have an anniversary party every 4 years because it ended up on leap year.
There you go. Absolutely. And so tell us a little bit about Purgatory on Elm.
Well, Purgatory on Elm came into existence when I had the opportunity to meet the owners of a little catering company. That's Leona Falsetto and Mary Strange. And we were both looking for a place to kind of house a restaurant. They needed a place. I needed a kitchen, a place to be able to do their banquets. I needed a restaurant, or more so, a place to be able to bring in live entertainment. And that's really where this whole thing started.
A partnership.
And so, yeah, we got together and decided that, you know, a catering company with the ability to have banquets at their location. And we have two different banquet rooms, a large one and a small one, along with a full-fledged restaurant that has lunch and dinner, along with entertainment live that we have on Fridays and Saturdays. And being that there's not live entertainment every week that happens on a normal basis in Trinidad, and plus we have a full stage with PA system, the whole nine yards, we thought, wow, let's put this together and bring something new to the city of Trinidad and the area, outlining areas like Raton, of course, as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what we did. And we started the live entertainment not more than maybe a month ago. That's when we finally got our liquor license. And so we have a full bar, the live entertainment. I'm getting people like Planet O and Sunnyside Up and Go Town. And so I've got a lot of mixtures of different music, from country to the Motown 60s and 70s to reggae to ska. I've talked to Mixed Breed. We're going to try to bring them in.
Great.
You know, so there's a lot that's going on right now in Purgatory. But that's how this thing came into existence. And
a need being filled. And
well, I hope that the need is that, you know, in Trinidad and Raton, people might want to look for some place to have live entertainment, and we're doing it every week. I mean, we have a live band this Saturday. It's called the Silver Eagle Band, coming out of Pueblo, and they're a fine country group. And so that's the reason to get the whole thing going.
Purgatory on Elm, which is also housing a little catering company. Boy, they do a great job.
Yeah, I mean, Leona and Mary have been together for 8 years, you know, and they have a great following. They have people that absolutely love their food. They create specials every day at our restaurant. We have a website that you can go to every Monday, and you can see the specials that we're going to have for the whole week, as well as, you know, the live entertainment that we're going to have that Friday and Saturday. I mean, they make a new special every week, so you can come into our restaurant. There's going to be something new every day.
Right, and you said you have a couple of banquet rooms, too?
Yeah, we have a small banquet room that houses 45 people, upwards to 45 people. And we have quite a few events. Last night we had a film. There's a sponsored by the Trinidad Library up there. They have this weekly, people come in and they watch these films right there in our banquet room. So for small events like bridge clubs or the Kiwanis clubs, mm-hmm, that want to do meetings and stuff like that, we have that small banquet room that's perfect for it. We just had the Trinidad High School graduation party on Saturday last in our main room that houses up to 125 people. And then plus we have a complete open patio, brick patio for guests to go out there. Parking lot, 2.5 acres. It's a rarity to find a parking lot anymore, especially up in Trinidad where a lot of people have to park on the street. So we have one of the more unique locations for the ability to do banquets, have their entertainment, the restaurant, and we're kind of different in the restaurant side of this thing so much is that we actually have barbecue, we have fish, we have seafood, I mean, I already said that, steaks. But we also have the ability to have the kids come in because we have a kids menu along with the sandwiches and pizzas. So we have the full gambit of pricing so that it's not just considered an upscale restaurant, but it has that feel. We have fine art on the walls that have been provided to us by the Trinidad Arts Council.
Atmosphere.
Yeah,
atmosphere.
I mean, we're trying our best to make this a very welcoming place for kids, for adults, for young children, the whole gambit, and they feel comfortable in the restaurant. And we're trying to do the same thing when it comes to the bar side. So we're trying to. We don't have any beer signs in the walls and the windows. We're trying to bring a clientele that really want to be able to relax, have a drink or two, listen to some live music. Starting Thursday next, we got Sam Bachicha. Thank you for correcting me on that. I met him last night for the first time. What a sweet man. And he's going to come in on Thursdays from 6 o'clock to 8 and just sit on my stage and entertain the folk.
He is the epitome of a one-man band.
I can't wait to see. I mean, when he first walked in, I'm just sitting to think to myself, okay, what's this guy do? You know?
He's legendary.
I am looking forward to it.
And he'll play for the 2 hours and definitely won't play the same song. I've seen him play 4 or 5 hours straight and not do the same song.
So I'm looking forward to him.
Yeah.
I really am.
Yeah. Now, nothing like live. We profess that all the time here with our Schuller Theater. Of course, live radio, we say there's nothing like that. There's just something about that energy that is transferred back and forth from the audience to the people and to the artist himself. Now, you said you had the Silver Eagle Band coming this Saturday.
This Saturday, right.
Okay. All right. Is there a cover?
Yeah, there's a $5 cover.
Okay.
And they're a great country group out of Pueblo.
Okay.
We have a band the following weekend right now. I can't think of who it is. I think it's the Sunny Side Up.
Okay.
They were very highly recommended by Jerry Campbell
from
the Trinidadio Blues Fest. We have on the 10th of June, we are going to be the ones that are going to have the coal car, the King Coal Car Race.
Right.
We'll be right in front of our restaurant
at
Purgatory, so I hope a lot of people come to see that.
Yes.
And then, like I said, on June 22nd, we actually have Lee Cates.
Lee Cates, okay.
Yeah, everybody should get on his website. His first name is spelled L-E-I-G-H, and his last name is C-A-T-E-S, and he is a country singer, four-piece band. His agent called me up out of the blue and said he's playing in Midland on the 21st, I think, of June, and he's going to be playing up in Colorado Springs on the 24th, and he goes from there to Aspen. And he just wanted some place to stop in between Midland and Colorado Springs. Ended up being in Trinidad. He Googled us, saw that we had a stage, said, hey, you want to put this guy up? I said, you got to be kidding me. How much would he cost? And they really, really worked with me. And I was able to do it at a price I thought I could afford. And I really think that the people of Trinidad and Raton, if they come to the restaurant on June 22nd, this guy's going to be playing for 3 hours. I think you really, really will enjoy. If nothing else, he's eye candy for the women. This guy is absolutely.
Boy, he is a good-looking guy.
Oh, you got him on the website?
Yeah, I'm going to bring him up. We'll play a little in the background here.
And shoving in August is damn near hot as my oven. And all these girls I meet are fake from head to toe. And it's suicide to get on the freeway, overcrowding where I used to play. And now I want to come home. And the skies used to be filled with sunshine, now it's pink smog, some kind of air I don't think I should be. I wanna come home.
Okay, Lee Cates, a little taste of California, and you said he's coming through town with his tour bus.
Yeah, he's bringing his tour bus. This is a 45-foot-long tour bus. I mean, I'm anxious to see it. He's going to park it right there in the restaurant. I asked him, I said, can you just drive it around town a few times, you know?
Yeah.
And the guy goes, yeah, I'll do that for you, you know? So he's going to park it, he's going to plug it into some electricity, and, you know, so he gets, I guess he can have his air conditioning working, I don't know, but he'll be here June 22nd, and I'm excited about it. I'm going to have posters that are being sent to me, they're going to come here tomorrow. Got some CDs that are going to be sent, so I'm going to start posting those up in town.
Great.
And what have you, bring
Great.
Some down here to Raton and so on. But
Right.
it'll be a little different for, I think, the area. It's not too often when people of that caliber have the opportunity to stop, and we have the opportunity to actually get them to stop. So I'm looking forward to having him here.
Well, how nice to have this sort of a performance space. You said, I mean, this was actually engineered and built into the whole program. It wasn't an afterthought. Oh, well, maybe we might be able to put a stage over here in this corner. No, this was an integral part of it, and it was made to actually have things like this.
Yeah, I mean, I was in a band. I've been playing music, and I've been in a band for many, many years, and I had to stop playing in my band in October of this last year, and so that I could do this. And I'm the one who owned all the PA system. So when I quit, of course, I brought all the PA system with me, and it's a beautiful system. I have complete light system. It looks like a nightclub. I get motion lights, everything. I mean, it's one of the rare things that are going on in Trinidad and Raton is that I actually have a stage. So I actually did, you're right, I built a 12 by 16, and it's up 2 feet, and lights, cameras, action.
There we go.
There it
All
is.
Right.
Yeah, thank you.
And so Purgatory on Elm, what are the hours?
Well, we're open at lunchtime on Tuesday through Friday, 11:30 to 2 for lunch. We close down for just an hour or so, and then we open back up at 5 o'clock, and we're open from 5 o'clock until 9 o'clock Tuesday through Saturday. And then at about 8:30, quarter to 9, we start rearranging the tables on Fridays and Saturdays to turn it into more of a lounge so that we have a dance floor and a whole nine yards. And the bands come in, and they start playing at about 9:15, and then they'll play until the last person decides they need to go home, or 1:30, whichever comes first.
Purgatory and a little catering company. I like this. Almost Heaven, a hell of a great time.
It is. It is.
And this is at Elm and Walnut Streets, one block north of Main, so
right. I
mean,
it's
easy
off,
to find.
Yeah, it's off the beaten path, yeah,
but
the block,
it's
but
find.
It's right there. And can I mention our website?
Oh, absolutely.
Our website is www.purgatoryonelm, but it's spelled like the river, so it's Purgatoire. On elm.com.
But if you misspell it and do a search, it
brings it'll bring it up
to you, because that's what I did.
And if you join,
I realized I misspelled it. So.
And if you join our mailing list, you'll always know what's happening, because I send out every other day information about what's going on at the restaurant.
Great. Tells how to contact. Best thing, though, is to just go there.
Yeah, I would appreciate it.
As a matter of fact, Purgatory on Elm, little catering company. Thank you, Rick Colander, for coming by.
Thank you, Bill.
And letting us know about another great opportunity and asset in our area. Great business going on.
I appreciate it very, very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Our superstars of business, thank you for joining us. We do an in-depth look at businesses, products, and services, thanks to Pioneer Natural Resources. If you'd like to learn more about Pioneer Natural Resources, their website, www.pxd.com. Your local Big R store this Saturday, June 2nd, is offering 12% off everything in the store and a big 24% discount off all clothing and footwear this Saturday, June 2nd, at your local Big R store. They're celebrating the re-grand opening for their Pueblo store with a great sale at all Big R stores. All stores are giving away a Heritage 22 pistol. You must be 21 years of age to win. All Big R stores will have free pop and popcorn and 25-cent hot dogs. All stores will have free candy for the kids. And at all Big R stores, a $10 Big R gift card to the first 50 customers in the store on Saturday, June 2nd. Almost anything, Big R's got it. And you can always visit them at www.bigronline.com. This Saturday, June 2nd, 24% off all clothing and footwear, 12% off everything else in the store. Discontinued items and other sale items will be excluded, and no rain checks. Saturday, June 2nd, at your local Big R store.